Good morning. I'd like to open the House Committee on General Government and Consumer Protection for the 76th Legislative Assembly. Committee members, welcome. And I think we are going to start out with the adoption of the committee rules before us. It is the same committee rules that you have probably already seen in other committees, or at least we hope they are.
They are.
And we'll go ahead and do that. Mr. Co-Chair?
Chris Hendon.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I move to adopt the proposed committee rules dated January 12, 2011.
The committee rules have been moved by Representative Harker, Vice Chair Harker, to adopt the committee rules. Is there any discussion on those rules? No discussion. And Cindy, would you like to call the roll, please?
Representative
Klemm? Aye.
Representative Conger?
Aye.
Representative Matthews?
Aye.
Representative
Sheehan?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Esquivel?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Harker?
Aye.
Co-Chair Holby?
Aye.
The rules are so adopted. And with that, members, I think we'll start out with introductions, and I will start and then hand off to my co-chair. I'm Representative Paul Holby from District 8, which is Eugene and the Crow-Applegate-Lorain area, which encompasses Veneta. And looking forward to this committee again. I chaired it in 2007 and 2009, and it's always been an interesting committee with lots of lively debate. And we've managed to get some good policy through and some policy not. And so we're hoping that we'll be able to come to some agreements and moving some bills out of this committee that will help the state of Oregon. And with that, I'll turn it over to my co-chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, co-chair. I get those terminologies right. I'm Representative Gene Wisnett from House District 53, which is mainly rural Deschutes County. This is my fifth term, my fourth session. I mainly served on in public safety, judiciary, and ways and means. And during the last interim, I served under Representative Hovey's, or served on this committee with Representative Hovey. Found it very interesting and actually asked to serve with Representative Hovey on this committee because I think it's very important work that we do here. I'm really impressed and glad to see the committee's members that are on here, and I will assure you that I'll work with Representative Hovey to be sure you have an input and a role in this committee. Also, Representative Hovey and I are going to be meeting and talk about the work plan, and we'll want to coordinate that with you and have your input on that. We've got a short suspense to do that. Along with that, we'll have to work together to eliminate or restrict the number of bills. Because of the time limit we have, Representative Hovey said we're only going to be meeting 2 days a week instead of three, as this committee's done in the past, so that's really going to put a time crunch on us. Also, I'll work with Representative Hovey to be sure that, being from the east side of the mountains, that we make sure that people who take the time and effort to come over and testify get the chance to testify. I guess we're talking about putting time limits on testimony. But I think if someone travels across the mountains or more than 50 miles or 100 miles, we want to be sure that those people have the right to say a few words to this body. So look forward to that very much. Big challenge, and look forward to working with each and every member of the committee and our new... You're not supposed to be our...
No, that's correct, Mr. Kutcher.
You're not Jan.
No, I am not. No.
We'll save that till the end.
But I think it's going to be challenging and exciting, and look forward to working with each member plus Representative Hovey as co-chair. Thank you.
And with that, we'll go down to the end. Representative Matthews.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Greg Matthews, representative of House District 50, which is Gresham. Excited to represent my hometown. And I'm returning legislator. It's my second term and my second term of service on this committee. So I am looking forward to serving with the co-chair model. I think we'll do very well. the co-vice chairs, I probably could have picked differently, but I'm going to live with it. I'm kidding. Very excited about this committee and the group that we're going to do and work forward with. My background is I'm a veteran, but also a police officer and current firefighter and a father of three little girls. So just very excited to serve again and glad to be here for my second term back on this committee. Thanks.
Representative Jason Conger from House District 54, which is basically the city of Bend. And I'm an attorney by background and very excited to be on this committee. My only neighboring legislator is the chair, so I think I have an in.
That's right.
Anyway, thanks. Good to be here.
I am Chris Harker. I'm representing House District 34, which is Beaverton and unincorporated Washington County. Like Representative Matthews, this is my second time here. Unlike Representative Matthews, this is my first time on this particular committee. I see that I have some very good instructors here. I expect to learn quite a bit while I'm here. I did serve on the General Government Subcommittee of Ways and Means last time. There may have been a deal of overlap in that material and subject matter. I also am right now chairing a joint committee on audits and information technology, and I anticipate a good deal of overlap between what we're covering there and the work we'll be doing here. Happy to be here.
Very good. Representative Esquivel.
Thank you. Representative Sal Esquivel from District 6, which is Medford, have been in government for about 14 years, an elected position of 7 years on the Medford City Council, appointed 1 year in the Senate, and then this is my fourth term, starting my fourth term in the House. I've been on business and labor ever since I was in the Senate, actually, and I was on general government and in the House, my first term in the House. Pretty much related. In fact, Paul Hovey and I have sat beside each other now for four terms in business and labor. We've been on that committee together since we first started. So this will be this is the first time I've been on this one. It used to be that this was part of business and labor, and consumer protection was a combination. And then they shot that off in 2007, I believe. So looking forward to this, but I'd like to remind a couple things. One is that we all have to remember that these mics are on when you're discussing things. So remember, whatever you're saying is recorded. So I want to make that very, very clear. But more importantly, we have an opportunity here to do either a lot or nothing. And I think we'll do a lot, because every bill that comes out of here has to be bipartisan. That is substantial. That in itself is an opportunity for us as Oregonians to do what's best for the state and do what's best for the people in Oregon. And I think that this committee is up to that task.
Thank you. President Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'm Brian Clem. I represent a district here in Urban Salem. I also am the chair of the Representative Jensen and I chose to call ourselves chair, like the speakers. I have chaired the Ag Natural Resources Committee and continue to do so. I've only served on natural resource-related committees with one exception. There was a higher ed committee in 07 that had come to the legislature from being the chair of the Student Assistance Commission in the state of Oregon, so I was on that, which was sort of related. Other than that, I've never been on anything other than Ag Natural Resources, land use, the one that wrote Measure 49, stuff like that. So this is a new learning experience for me and a good growth opportunity. I own a few businesses, and professionally I've got an IT consulting business I've had for 11 years here in Salem, and we own a quarter of a fruit orchard in Hood River that sometimes you'll get free fruit from me if it's the right season. And then with another colleague here in the legislature, we just started an international trading company a few months ago. We've got a bunch of clients, and I've been to China. I leave today. It'll be the fourth time in the last 90 days. I've been about half of the last 90 days I've been in Asia and in other countries in Asia as well. So looking forward to the kinds of issues I don't even know exactly what we'll do here, to be honest. I haven't researched yet because I just got the news a few days ago, so I got to see what I know. Banking, I know some bills I've voted on that have come out of this committee, but other than that, I'm going to have to learn my way around these issues and ask for your assistance because it's pretty new to me. Hopefully can learn.
Thank you. Well, we all ask for that assistance, you know, because we do take on a lot of different topics. So, and last but not least, Representative Sheehan.
Good morning. I'm Patrick Sheehan. This is my first term, and I actually asked for this committee, which draws everybody's attention when I say that. I'm drawn to this committee because I have an advertising agency. I've been in advertising for 13 years, and all of my clients are businesses. And we just, every single one of them, no matter what they do, whether they're whether they arrange for dead bodies to be shipped around the country for scientific research, or they're a blues musician or an RV dealer, they're all affected by things that come out of consumer protection. So that's what compels me to come here, and I'm really excited about it. So,
great. Well, glad to have your perspective. I don't know that we have a lot left to talk about. I think Representative Esquivel already indicated some of the nuances of the electronics we have here, and I'm hoping that we're going to be able to start on time and to, because our time is precious, and that we will treat each other respectfully. I don't think we'll have a problem with that. So that sort of sums that up. And with us today is Teresa Van Winkle, a capable committee administrator, but she's just here, as we might have already alluded to, just for today. And we have someone new coming tomorrow, and would you like to tell us a little bit about her?
Yes.
Or not tomorrow.
Next Tuesday, yes, yeah. Co-Chair Holby. Yes, Jan Nordland will be your committee administrator for the session. She is a session hire. However, she has an ongoing administrator until, I can't remember the exact time frame, but her areas of expertise when she was in committee services were in business, consumer protection issues, general government issues, I believe. So she does have some background, very capable, highly recommended. You'll be in good hands.
Great. And our committee assistant, Cindy Hupp, I don't know whether will be with us or not, but she says no. She's been with this committee for a while, too. So if you're not going to be with us in February, I want to thank you for your past service for sure. And we'll wait to see who our new assistant is when they figure that out. I don't know if there's any questions about the committee or anything. Representative Harker.
I do have one. Given my newness on this committee and some of the subject matter, I'm in a similar situation on one of my other committees, which is Human Services. And it was mentioned this morning in that brief organizing session that there would be kind of a Human Services 101 introductory session or a portion of a session. I'm wondering if the co-chairs anticipate doing anything like that, or if we're just going to scramble.
Representative Wisnett and I may take that up. It is really sort of a tough area. We may start with a couple informational meetings at the very onset of February that will give us some agency perspectives on some of those issues. However, consumer protection and general government is a very wide spectrum, and it's
almost as bad as
nuts and bolts of just about a lot of different topics. So it's really difficult to narrow in on specific. But we do deal with the Department of Consumer and Business Services issues quite heavily in this committee. And we do have lap over with business and labor, and we have lap over with a couple other committees as well. So it'll be, I'm sure, a diverse amount of topics, which makes this committee extremely interesting, if nothing else. So we'll probably have a couple informational meetings on different issues that might give us a primer and give you a primer for a flavor of this. Hopefully.
Sounds good. And if you have any signed readings or anything like that, let me know.
Yeah, we will have a signed reading. It'll come to you in the form of bills.
And we're supposed to decipher those?
As best you can. With that, committee, if there's any other comments or questions,
Chris, thanks for that, or Representative Harker, thank you for that question. I think, just for your information, I think most of you know, but Representative Hovey and I will be working on the work plan. I appreciate any input. If you see something, you have an idea that you want to get us to, we're going to start that process tomorrow. working on the work plan that we have to submit to leadership to approve. So if you have any input on that, and also if we don't have it, I've given it to the Republican members, I think, of the committee. But the bills that were submitted in December by this committee, you might want to get that list and look at that, and you know, let Representative Hovey or myself know if you have some interest in that or something else like that or questions on that. But we have a, I think we've had a lot of bills.
Yeah, there's a wide range of bills that we may or may not hear that we pre-session filed.
So again,
we can get that from our I can get that to all the members if you sounds like you already have distributed that. I think Greg,
they were not on the committee, so I gave them.
Yeah. Representative Matthews already has them because he was on the committee. But
did you email those to us, Steve?
No, we hand carried them to you.
It must have been to Jan.
Representative Matthews.
Yeah, and for either chair, if we have bills that we would like to see come to this committee, would it be your preference that we would email both of you and include that
Absolutely.
in our request to the speakers?
Absolutely. I think Representative Wisnant and I are going to try to include everybody in our communications when it comes to this committee business, and share everything as openly as we can. And don't hesitate to ask either if you want something from us.
Since this is public information, I won't being recorded maybe, or people, I hope they're not watching us on TV, but I'll give each member my wife's cell phone because she monitors her cell phone better than I do. Mm-hmm. If you have an emergency, you want to get in touch with me.
Yeah, well, likewise, I'll make myself available to the committee members as well. So I'm looking forward to it, and if you have suggestions for bills, certainly let us know. Because that's something we're going to be, if you have certain bills you think should come to this committee or want to see come to this committee, let us know that. As Representative Wisnant and I will start going through that long list, and I think we're going to go through that together as well. So let's see what we can accomplish some good things in this committee, I hope. So thank you very much, and with that, I will adjourn. Or would you like to adjourn?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll adjourn the House Committee on General Government and Consumer Protection.